Intervju Radija Študent. V današnjem Ereš intervjuju se pred četrtkovim koncertom v kinu Šiška pogovarjamo s francosko post-rock zasedbo Lizistrata. Mladi trio je prejemnik različnih glasbenih nagrad. V okviru koncertne turneje, ki traja že od aprila, pa se bodo, kot že omenjeno, ustavili tudi pri nas. O njihovi glasbi, nastanku zasedbe in o turneji smo se po telefonu pogovarjali z bobnarjem zasedbe, Benom Amosom Cooperjem.
So my first question would be about the name of your band Lizistrata, since it's the title of Aristophanes' play, but then again your band has nothing to do with the meaning of this play. Can you explain why have you chosen this name?
I was just saying that the name of the band came from the fact that we really needed a name because we already had a gig planned when we started the band in 2013. And so Theo, who was at school at the time, we were all at school at the time, was reading through history books, and that name came up in a lesson, and we just liked the sound of it more than anything, and then we kind of liked the fact that we're three guys, and it's kind of got a feminist meaning behind it. I thought that made sense after a while. Now it's just become a name, just like any other name.
And if I'm not mistaken, the three of you have been playing together in the same composition since beginning. So how did you guys start a band, and what were your musical backgrounds back then?
Well, we started the band because we just started playing music, the three of us together. And I knew when we started the band, Theo and Max didn't know each other. And they met at our first rehearsal, and we just started playing music together, just jamming. And then we got offered a gig after about a week of being a band, and so it kind of became a little bit more serious at that time, and we just carried on playing. But we come from the same sort of musical backgrounds, but we kind of learned to listen to new music, the three of us together. We've always been discovering bands, so when we started the band, we were into very different genres of music. We were more into kind of dub and more psychedelic kind of stuff. And with time and with discovering more bands and seeing more live bands, we kind of discovered a lot of music from the 90s, or a lot of post-punk bands, post-hardcore and stuff like that. And from there on, we started changing our style a little bit, adding lyrics and...
And then you've already won several musical prizes and were selected in the FEC program, which helps rising bands in their early careers each year. Did these awards have any influence on your band?
Well, the thing that had the most influence on the band, I think, is when we first got a booking agent in 2016. From before that, we hardly ever had any gigs. It was just like on weekends, or not even like once a month. And then as soon as we signed with a booking agent, from there on, it just like we were just playing. It was really hard to kind of go to school and then play gigs at the same time and do both at the same time. So we had to make a choice. So first of all, I think just the fact that we had a booking agent, and then. Like all these prizes that we won, they definitely brought quite a lot of audience to us. Mainly not gigs, but mainly just audience. We kind of got our name around, especially in France and Belgium, to start off with. So yeah, it was mostly just publicity at first.
And you mentioned that you have been forced to choose between music and school. So I guess. Your plan for the future is mainly occupation with music, right? Or
mainly we just like we just like to tour, and then we've been working on a new album which will come out very soon, and I think it's just to carry on like that, and then we don't really know what will happen. Just we'll just see how the band evolves, and yeah, you can never really know what will happen in the future.
Yeah, and you describe your music as post-everything. Could you tell us more about your musical style and maybe about your major music influencers?
Well, we've always been asked, like, what kind of style of music do you play? And it's so hard to put a name on a genre when you like listen and are influenced by so many different styles of music. And we just kind of listen to like different styles. Like, we listen to a lot of 90s music, to post punk and post hardcore, like I said, a lot of even like lots of indie, even folk, and sometimes even rap music, you know. I mean, we've never tried doing rap music because that's not we don't know much about it, but it's just, we listen to all these things and we try to kind of redo them in our own way and mix loads of different styles together. So we can't really put a name on it, but we often say also that we do alternative rock, because it's not just a classic rock band. We just try to mess and mix with what we like.
Okay, great. So till now you've released Lysistrata EP, Bicycle Holiday, Pale Blue Skin,
yeah,
and the last album is The Thread. Could you tell us more about this The Thread album? Did you want to convey any message with it, or?
Yeah, well, mostly this album was because we had just signed to a label, and we'd been playing all this bunch of songs live for like 2 years, and they had never been recorded. And I think it was kind of just, we needed to put these songs on a record. They needed to be kind of made permanent, you know. And I think that was mainly that. It was just like the need to be able to actually listen to our own music and not just play it live, actually have it on a record, on a physical kind of thing.
Okay.
Right. And that's why, like, the next album, we almost consider it as our real first one, because we've actually spent months working on new songs that we hadn't really been playing live. It was just actually in our heads. We were like, we have to compose an album, like, for the first time, this with an actual beginning to end, the kind of a real thread, you know, through it.
Great. And what about the last song, The Boy Who Stood Above the Earth on the Thread? It's 11 minutes long, and you also use some quotations from Joseph Campbell, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it was basically because just at the time we didn't have any lyrics, and we started messing with samples and stuff that we like got off YouTube, and we were just looking for different speeches and stuff, and that one came up, and we kind of found it interesting, and because he has like this really calm voice and a comprehensive voice, and he's telling this story, and we just wanted to like write the rest of the story and then mix a sample with a real voice together. We thought that was kind of original. It was kind of just messing about, kind of experimenting at the time, and it was a subject that at the time was, we were kind of, you know, it's like a kind of a dark subject about suicide and being young, a young boy like we were, and like sometimes thinking too much, and we just wanted to talk about that, but it's not really anything that we're we didn't really have a specific subject to talk about. That just kind of came up like that.
Okay.
We didn't really predict it.
Okay. And your plans for the future. So, as you told us, you're making a new album. When can we expect the release of the album?
The album will come out in autumn, yeah. Like end of October.
Okay, great. And you're not playing any new material on concerts?
Yeah, actually we are. We're testing quite a lot of new material. We're mixing with older songs.
Great. And you've been touring since April. There's a number of concerts behind you and also ahead of you. How's it been going till now? What are your major highlights from this tour?
Well, for the moment, like, it's the first time we've been playing this much in Germany. So, it's really fun getting to know the German audience, and And right now we're playing in Italy, and it's the first time we've been in Italy since 2016, so we're really happy to be back. And like the it's mainly just like seeing different audiences and seeing different places. It's just like kind of being on holiday and working at the same time.
So we can expect you in Ljubljana. You're stopping at Kino Šiška. And yeah. What can our audience expect on Thursday's concert?
Well, even we don't really know what to expect when we're going to play a gig, but like just like new songs and loud songs and fun and just having a good time, I hope.
Great. So, well, thank you very much for your time. And see you on Kino Šiška on Thursday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Poslušali ste RŠ intervju z Benom Amosom Cooperjem, bobnarjem zasedbe Lizzy Strata, ki bo v četrtek nastopila v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška. Intervju je pripravila Ana M. Intervju Radija Študent.